outside heard. At one time, the blessed one was dwelling in the world of the multitude of mountains, a great gathering amongst the great assembly of the disciples. At that time, the blessed one was absorbed in the samadhi of the many aspects of phenomena called the crown of parents. At the same time, the middle of Avalokita Vishwara and Bodhisattva Mahasattva, looking at the practice of the profound Jayadashi Buddhism, saw the five skandhas in the Mahayana. Then, through the power of Buddha, Venerable Shariputra said to the middle of Avalokita Vishwara, Bodhisattva Mahasattva, how should a son in the middle of the train wish to follow the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom? Thus he spoke, and the noble Avalokita Vishwara, Bodhisattva Mahasattva, answered the Venerable Shariputra with these words. Shariputra, those men and women of the lineage wish to follow the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom. The five skandhas should be seen purely as an action. Form is empty, emptiness is clear. Emptiness is not other than form. Form also is not other than emptiness. In the same way, feeling, recognition, compositional factors, and consciousness are empty. Shariputra, like this, all phenomena are emptiness. And having no characteristics, they are unborn and unceasing. They are not impure or pure. They either decrease or increase. Therefore, Shariputra, in emptiness there is no form, no feeling, no recognition, no compositional factors, no consciousness, no eye, no ear, no nose, no tongue, no body, no mind, no appearance, no sound, no smell, no taste, no sensation, no phenomena. There is no quality of sight and so on, as in no quality of mind and no quality of mental consciousness. There is no ignorance and no exhaustion of ignorance, and so on, up to no old age and death, and no exhaustion of old age and death. In the same way, there is no suffering, no origin, no ending, and no path, no wisdom, no attainment, and no non-attainment. Therefore, Shariputra, since there is no attainment, bodhisattvas rely on and abide by means of the profound perfection of wisdom. And since their minds have no obscurations, they have no fear. Transcending falsity, they attain nirvana. All Buddhas as well in the three times rely upon the perfection of wisdom, and have become true and complete Buddhas, unsurpassable perfect and complete nirvana. Therefore, the mantra of profound perfection of wisdom, the mantra of insight, the unsurpassed mantra, the unequal mantra, the mantra which calms all suffering should be known as truth, for it is not deceptive. The mantra of the perfection of wisdom is proclaimed. Tegata om gate gate kara gate parasangate bodhi soha. Shariputra, this is how a bodhisattva mahasattva should train for the profound perfection of wisdom. When the blessed one rose from that samadhi,
소기 주요든 이제 데니스 씨의 주요 생인지 제거를 와 놓았죠.
So we're actually, you know, engaging in the practice of Dharma at this particular time, right?
다만은 주요든 이제 데니스 씨의 먼저 주 제거의 가르치기도 제거를 해서 나와 있었습니다.
So we are speaking of, you know, there are two types, what is called mundane and the Dharma. Mm-hmm. And out of those two, we choose to engage in the practice of the Dharma. So what is the purpose of our practicing Dharma? So it is very certain that we are not really engaging in the practice of Dharma is solely for the purpose of one's own life, one's own lifetime, or one's own current life. So, speaking of the purpose of one's own, you know, the current life, if we were solely working for the one's own current life, to have a happiness of one's own life, one's own current life, or the present life, is to have a, you know, name or the fame, and then one's resources, you know, wealth and so on. So those are the resources or the instruments that gives us, you know, temporary happiness for one's own present life.
아니 당가 속에 가르치고 있어서는 아니 제와심만 편지지 로아 아니 마다양 제와심만 편지지가로 강의면 되겠지 제기인지.
So what we are doing here is our purpose of gathering here is to benefit our future life. At least we should have a motivation of you know benefiting one's future life.
대례 야와지. 아니 제와심만 편지지가 인조 미제와련나 대례지리. 대례지와심화 편제네 땡드는 코와성에 되네 대명이 탑이 고본성에 되네 지터나 제마론으로지로 마찬가지 제2체도 있는 주요
주요. Again, then one can further one's motivation of receiving or engaging in the practice of Dharma, not only to benefit one's own future life, even though we may gain a fortunate rebirth, but we will still be within the existence. What we call the samsaric existence. We will not go beyond that. So now the next motivation is we need to cultivate a motivation, how wonderful it would be, not only just I'll have a fortunate rebirth in the future life, but also to gain the liberation from samsara.
So
So now then again, you know, achieving, accomplishing liberation, so the achieving liberation alone is not adequate, because it is only gaining the liberation of freeing oneself from samsara only for oneself. So then, but still there are limitless beings who are trapped within the cycle of existence. And for instance, if you know all beings within this samsara are you know are starving to death, and if you have then at the same time if you have a resources or the plenty of food for yourself, that is not enough only just to have your own self, but to help other sentient beings who are starving to death.
Mm-hmm.
So, in other words, we need to put more concerns and significance or the regards of other sentient beings than oneself. So why we really have to, you know, put all those concerns and have regards and significance to other sentient beings is because all those beings are related to oneself. You know, if they are not related to oneself with this in our present life, but they have been related to ourselves in our you know many past lives. So therefore, it is not adequate only just to find a peace or liberation for myself, but to help other sentient beings as
well.
So now, just look at oneself and see and the potential that we have. If you really put in effort, exert an effort to engage in the practice, then one has a potential to help oneself and other sentient beings as well. So, as long as we neglect all the practices, and then regardless of what kind of potentials or the potential that we may have, then we'll not be able to, develop those potential and help other sentient beings. So therefore, if you look at the stories of the past great beings who have gained the complete state of enlightenment and who have gained high levels of realizations, they have put forth all those efforts and, you know, work for the benefit of other sentient beings and gain themselves to the state of a lasting happiness.
Mm-hmm.
So here now, when you talk about, you know, achieving happiness and overcoming or eliminating all the suffering, it's not just a theory. It is not our understanding of achieving happiness and overcoming suffering is not theoretical, but rather it is more practical. It is empirical, in other words.
So
with this then, let's, cultivate motivations. by visualizing yourself being in the presence of all the Buddhists and Bodhisattvas we previously have supplicated to them by going through the recitation of those verses. And so remaining oneself in the presence of those great Buddhists and Bodhisattvas, and try to generate, or in other words, try to intune your mind with the development of bodhicitta or the altruistic mind. So let's remain focused on development of bodhicitta at this point of time. So with these motivations, then the teaching that we are receiving today is the stages of the path to enlightenment. So then how the teachings of the Buddha has emerged? And for what purpose the teachings of the Buddha is actually, developed. So if we were to ask this, then there's no such, absolute beginning of the teachings of the Buddha, Buddhist teachings of the Buddha. And there's no such absolute beginning of the Buddha as well. And then also there's no such absolute beginning of one's own defilements or the delusions. As well. In the same manner, sentient beings have no absolute beginnings. So now, since there is no beginning of both sentient beings and as well as the Buddhas, or the enlightened beings, now then how can we really pinpoint who is Buddha and who is, enlightened beings or who is unenlightened beings? Mm-hmm. And so this can be then identified by means of whether or not one has manifested one's own clear-led mind.
So
though all of the nature of our minds are said to be luminous, it is untainted by the defilements. Mm-hmm. And however, it is actually clouded by all those mental afflictions. Just as, the water that is, dirtied by all this, dirt, mud, and so on and so forth. In the same manner, our nature of our mind is actually polluted by all those, you know, defilements and mental afflictions. So it is for this purpose we have tried to find a solution or trying to find a skillful means to clear those pollutants.
Tendu ji sen ji dang che se bi dang da la sen na mdu ga je nga su ji dang da de na ji ji be na ge ba sen ge de cha yu de ni ge ba la ge ba zang bo da ge ba na bo sen de ga je ge zang da ga je mi bi ge ba de de mi ge ba sen na tendu ji ji ten ji ge ba cha bi on de dang na nga su ji ge ba de la ni ge zo sang je dong sen ge ji pe ge re es de yu no ge ni na de je ba de ba cha je tu bi de ba dang nga su ji ji ne ni sen ji nyo ga su ba da sen ji da ba se ji to la ju ge ko ko ji ngo do to che ba es.
So here now, speaking of this, you know, beginningless of, you know, sentient beings, and then also the beginningless of the universe, and so here, if you talk about this, then this will go all the way back to the eons. You know, there are many different kinds of eons that passed, and the eons of, you know, fortunate eons, or the auspiciousness, eons of auspiciousness, and the eons of the darkness, and so on. So all those eons have been passed. And at now, at this time, this is the eons of what we call the Buddha Shakyamuni, the fourth Buddha. And so we have, you know, we're able to take a rebirth within this existence at the time of Buddha Shakyamuni, which is the fourth Buddha.
And then there is ngasogi dacha ge temba ye ni garaso ngore se sone chono so ge senje dapa se nare ni dipat dipat se ni ngeje lapa ge ne ge mare chu gi chu ge mare ni nge chono so ne chu de ne ni chono so ge dipat ta go re so ye ge ni so ba na yin ta nga so de ji je la ju go ar sa.
So then what the Buddha has said, you know, or the thought is the negativities or the sins of all other beings. I cannot, you know, actually take the others' negativities by my hand, nor I can cleanse the negativity of other beings by water. But now, how can I, you know, cleanse or overcome the negativities of other beings? Is by the teachings of the Dharma.
Ani tenri ge ani dipa seto ge chue de ka de song san na ta ale nga so ge du zen de ye wo zen ni to nga ja ge hu ye chila ani ja ga la song de ge ani song ba de ni ani ja ga ge pen du sa ji ani ten la pe rang ji le chen to ba rang ji ge to ba rang ji le chong ro ja ga pen du sa.
So then to overcome the purpose of overcoming of the delusions or the negativities of all other sentient beings, Buddha then, you know, turned the wheel of doctrines or given the teachings to sentient beings for more than 2,500 years ago. And then after the Buddha's teaching, and there have been a lot of followers of the Buddha's teaching, such as, you know, great Indian pandits who engaged in the practice of the Buddha Dharma and gained high levels of realizations or the gained state of enlightenment.
Then ni garsa go ta le de mhalang se ne re tin ri tu ji wo ye ni be ge chi chu ji ni chu ji ji bo mong bo shu ji chung de da ji ni dan bi chu ji jong hon de de wa de ja ga yin ba de xie ne ni ja ga ne ni ta pin du mong bo ji pyo no le de de xie ne ni pyo le ta ni pyo ne yang zang ji nyane jene ni toba ko bun ka sa toba thong bo xie ne me ta me ba chung ba re.
So then it is due to one's previous karma or the due to one's previously, you know, aspirational prayers and so on, then there had been a number of Dharma kings that emerged in Tibet. And then they invite a lot of Indian pandits to Tibet to turn the wheel of Dharma, or to teach the Dharma, and having, you know, invited all those great beings to Tibet, but from India by those Dharma kings, and then there are many or countless practitioners in Tibet have said to be again high levels of spiritual realizations.
tenduki tobo rangji le tuni nyanglen je ye chue de ni danda nga song ge rang ji to sa ji chue de le jin bi jin me ba chi ro nga so ge ni danda ngone jin na sang xin na so so ge ge wa xiu ji song bo ro de le jin je ba me si yo na bo ji je bi ni go go ji jong ba le sa la da
so those great beings who engage in the practice of dhamma and gain the state of enlightenment or they gain the high levels of spiritual realizations. So they have no other means of practice but the practice what we are doing right now. So it is through the practice that we are doing or what the teachings that we are receiving, they also engage in the same, they undertook the practice what we are practicing right now and gain the state of enlightenment.
Chi janane chi kasa hima nga di jindwa rese chi janan ngune chi ngama na yi kale jin ne jom go tin chen pe jo kari chane rani jin chen ma chu na jen le jin ne kare re de sangu me du se hie me yi go go jin ngune ngo chu kangal the de ro as
so now unlike you know ancient times so now we all have all those resources of engaging in the practice of dhamma we are accessible to all kinds of dhamma practice and teachings of the dhamma as long as we put in efforts so we are accessible to all the teachings of the dhamma
ta de ye chue chue wa de ying gan de chi ta wo ne ten de ye chue pe da bo jin na nga so ye chue xi de gan de xie ge le ni nian ge ge gan de nian ge de xia zong na ani de ji zhe dang ji de xi ka sa ni bang ge bun de xi tu tian se ge de zhe da le mang de stan de ge de ni ji xin ye ngan de le ni xiang chu san ye ji mang chen chue chi ro wa zhen pian chi san ni nian ge zhe ngan de ya zhen pian chi san dang ani ge de rang ni ji de nian mo tu zong na ka de jia ge yin sen de chi
So now then, here talking about the teachings of the Dharma and receiving the teachings of the Dharma, here then from the part of the teacher who is actually preaching the Dharma must cultivate a motivations of what we call the bodhicitta and the teacher's mind must be actually influenced by the cultivation of bodhicitta. Similarly, from the receivers or the disciples, we need to cultivate a bodhicitta in one's purpose of receiving the teachings for the benefit of all other sentient beings. And our sole purpose of receiving the teachings and engaging in the practice is to apply an antidote towards three poisons.
So
going through the stages of this Lamrim teachings, beginning from this, we have it breaks into different branches or the stages that we find in the beginning of the Lamrim text. So we are starting from here. As the stages, we begin with this the title, How to Lead Students with the Actual Instructions. Mm-hmm. And this is then again break into, it branches out. The number of stages, how to rely on the teachers, which is the root of path, and then how the students train their minds after having relied upon the teachers, and then it says the teachings on the small scopes of the small small capacities or the small scopes, and the teachings on the middling scopes and teachings on the high scopes or the great scopes. And so then with regard to the teachings on the small scopes and relying on the means of achieving happiness in the next life, and the trainings trainings in going to refuge, which is the excellent door for the excellent door for the entering the teachings of the Buddha. And so then it says then developing the faith of conviction that is the root of all temporary happiness and the sudden goodness. So then our this particular teachings that we are in the chapter is belong to the developing the faith of conviction that is the root of all temporary and sudden goodness.
Tang as ko zo bo sa ji de le tang ji zo ni yi chi chi te ba che ba se de tian da de chi zo na ni che ro de de shi ma ni ga le ji bo yong de ka ji bo yong de ka tu ge le sa la na ni le ka jiao ge le sa la da.
So now we're speaking of developing the faith of conviction that is the root of all temporary and happiness and sudden goodness. So now if you were to ask question, you know, what really makes us, you know, achieve happiness in our future life? What is the means or the skillful means that we can achieve happiness in our future life? That is, if we were to ask a question ourselves. So to answer to this question is now having a conviction or the conviction of the faith in karma, law of cause and effect, as it is described in Lamrim's Lamrim practice or Lamrim text. So can we really answer this with a certain kind of developing a feelings or a spiritual feelings? So it's really something really telling, you know, when you talk about conviction of the law of cause and conviction of the faith to law of cause and effect, is because if we are unable to then have a conviction of law and cause and effect, you know, conviction or the faith of conviction of law and cause and effect, then even the beings who have so gained high levels of tantric realizations or the high levels of Vajrayana practice, and also the someone who can claim themselves as a pandit, can, make a great mistake. So, in fact, one of the great Indian master by the name of Avadhuti had, instructed Adisha Dibankar Shirijana by saying that so long as you are not seized the root of cyclic existence, a root of samsara, and if one do not have a conviction of the faith in law of law and cause and effect, and there are many beings who claim themselves to be a great, you know, pandits and high rich, you know, highly realized beings have taken rebirth in the hell realms.
So 치스 조지 변의 페이퍼 봤어라. 아니 조지 이제라 치 변의 용도 돈데.
So then there's also at another story about in India, one of the practitioner of the Vajravarava, who you know engaged you know vigorously in the practice of Vajravarava, and then again he lacked the conviction or the conviction of the faith in law of cause and effect, said to be taken a form of you know harmful beings. Although such that individual was, you know, had assumed himself in the form of Vajrabhārava, but he was a very harmful spirit, you know, became a very harmful being. And then later it is said that he followed Atisha to Tibet, this harmful spirit.
Ani chodi ki pyo ni jana pyo ki ini mel shiwu ji neogu shi sena ini toma tene enjo jaga la pa pipi lo ju yor son doa.
So according to this, you know, history, it is said that that Atisha knew that if he let this, spirit come after him to Tibet, then he will, you know, create a lot of harmful, you know, he will cast a lot of harmful, become a very harmful to Tibetan people in Tibet. So therefore, he didn't let him come, and he just chased him back to India. Focusing on the chapter that we are the continuation of our last teachings for the last weeks, which is reflecting on the karma and its effect in general. Then the actual way in which to reflect in general, and then reflecting on the distinctions among the varieties of the karma. And so then the certainty of karma and so on. And then and this then again branches out by the not experiencing the effects of action that you did not do, and then the magnification of the karma. So we are right now we are focusing on the magnification of karma. So in the Tibetan text it says actually multiplication of karma rather than magnification. So now we talk about to have a conviction of faith in law of cause and effect, right? Law of causality. So in order to have a faith in conviction, we need to know what is meant by karma, what is the nature of karma, and so on. So according to the teaching, it says one's initiative of one's practice come about by, developing a conviction of a faith in law and cause, law of cause and effect.
Le gyawa chungi le jang drepa dewa shinde chewan jiong la as. Le me gyawa chungi le jang drepa dunghe shinde chewan jiong ene nangki jinde ji pe dawa ne shiro ji jinde la me to osong do.
So then let's go through the readings of the text of Lamrim if you have. So it says the magnification of karma, an effect of immense happiness, may arise from even a small virtuous karma. An effect of immense suffering may arise from even a tiny virtuous, non-virtuous karma. Hence, internal karmic causation seems to involve a magnification that is not found in the external causation. So speaking about how the effect is something that is the the magnification of the karma, in other words, or the multiplication of the karma. It's like, for instance, when we first, you know, plant the seeds of certain trees, such as the tree that can, you know, bear fruits in the future, we have a very tiny seed that we are planting. However, over time, when it develops into a tree, and then it develops into the branches, and then it blooms up flowers, and then it will ripen into you know, fruits and so on. So this is what is the metaphor of how the karma actually multiplies.
Mm-hmm.
So this is an external example, what we call. And if we were to look in inner multiplication of our karma, it is even more, you know, intense than the external, you know, multiplication.
Mm-hmm.
So then it says, moreover, it is said in the collections of the indicative verses. So, like a poison that has been ingested, and the commission of even a small sin creates in your lives hereafter, and great fear and terrible downfalls. So it's like a poison that we have the poison that you have ingested, because at a very small, it's, you know, we are talking about the, you know, actually a very smallest amount of, you know, non-virtuous actions or the karma that we accumulated can give a result, you know, as a negative result in our future life. Mm-hmm. Not only just this will give you a misery or the suffering of one's own lifetime, but also it can carry on to one's future and subsequent future life as well.
Mm-hmm. Suno chungi shebe chansi, jitin paru dechen dreensi, dechen tachan shi jitin drebu pinsu minba jensi, she suho sundu.
So then the next verse again it says, as when grain ripens into a bounty, even the creation of a small merit leads in lives hereafter to great happiness and will be immensely meaningful as well.
So this is
same explanations, because previously we talked about the negative actions which can result in multiplication of negative result, and then now it talks about the virtuous actions which can result a multiplication of virtuous results.
Le chungi le san de bu chen bu jong yang mo jin jong yi ta jue bi ngi ba jie ba ne long jie le sa.
So become certain about how great effects may arise from a small actions by studying the narratives of the past events presented in the texts such as Base of Disciplines. So then it says the Sutra of Wise Sutra of it says the Base of Discipline and the Sutra of Wise and the Foolish and the Hundred Action Sutra. For example, there are the stories from the Base of Discipline about the herdsman Nada and the frog beaten by his staff and the goose and the fish, the 500 tortoise and the 500 hungry ghost, and farmer and the 500 bulls, and from the Sutra of Wise and the Foolish. So the account of Subarna Devta and Subarana Vasu and Hastipala. So those are all, they're talking about the story about those beings that we could find in those particular particular texts or the particular, you know, discourses or the sutras.
Tā tōmbu tēyā nāzu gāyī tāngjī sētē jī sēsī lāgu tuwā. Nāzu gāyī tāngjī sētē ndēn rītē tuwā. Hīmā dācā kī tēmbē chūwa kāngā kī ndāng lā gēnūn shī lā chūwa sūmbē nē kā tēlā kārtā māhē rāgu jīn jī rā jāgā māhē jī dzīgī tēndī jī yūne kō kāchū tē sālā tsū nē sāngjī kī gēnūn tēlā chūwa sūmbē sālā nyā nē dē dī tuwā pōdī.
So now let's talk a little bit about this examples of stories from stories about the herdsman. The herdsman by the name of Nanda. So when he was during the Buddha's time, when he was by the side of the river Ganga, when he was river Ganges in India, in Saranath, when he was listening to the teachings of the Buddha, when he was he then accidentally beaten the one of the frog by his staff.
Ini kaya shuru jenis bebas dengan cedang ko apa, ngaji baca yang ini jadi doa. Tak kuki kaya jenis ko gigi doa ini na ini boy ini sanji ke cuci itu lah baca cegel sana. Ko sanji leh tebet jenis kurang sih jadi doa.
So it's such a story, interesting story because so now the frog has such a quality. It says the frog actually not really an ordinary frog, but the frog has a positive imprint within the continuum of the frog itself, because although that he was going through a tremendous amount of suffering by the intensity of the staff of the old man, but still he realized that the frog actually realized that the person was actually listening to the teachings of the Buddha. And if the frog makes a lot of noise, it may distract. So with this motivation, and he let go of his own life. I mean, the frog let go of its own life.
Mm-hmm.
So then it is said to be the frog, at the move, as soon as the frog actually passed away, then it is said to be taken a rebirth in the Deva realms, mm-hmm. one of the eight types of Deva realms. It's also.
Ani lala jeyo de ko sachi jungo shi tane doa. Tulu ki rani ki taji jeyo de ani rani kani ni ani deche sha ani kari chen sha ni deche sha de taji jeyo de ani rani tulu ni. Shifane lai li jie, ani sanje le teba jibi jian shane, ani rani lai jie bada rani xie luwa.
So in such a state, when you attain such a heightened states of the, in other words, the deva states, and you will have a special quality or the special feature of having clairvoyance, what we call the contaminated, which means the contaminated clairvoyance. We can actually, see a certain, features as well as one's past life and so on. So it is through his own clairvoyance that he realized that he was actually, his previous life was an animal, and it is due to his faith and conviction to the teachings of the Buddha, so then he has taken the rebirth as a deva.
Mm-hmm. Ini te sebab dia temata tu rani, injo sanjel lah apa je tebal je, keji teni lah, injo zaman ni lah sanjel cuci sah, keji teni lah macam doa.
So then with this contemplation, and it is said that he was reinforced his faith of the teachings of the Buddha Dharma, and it is which then right away he was able to transcend from Deva realm to the human realms and receive the teaching from the Buddha.
Any Sanjay the Pen, Sanjay Tan, any Rodushon, any Sanjay than the Chushan and Dembaton, any Petit Dutchman Komoto, mean the Tulichi Chen, and you, Yalhai La Pedu, any Sanjay and Dula, Yogan, Hwanch, Mushuichi Chondua.
So then, it is said that having, you know, translated himself from Deva realm to the human realms and received the teachings from the Buddha, receives the teachings from the Buddha, and it is to say that he accomplished arhathoods within his lifetime, and then having achieved and accomplished arhathoods, he was then able to go back to Deva realms.
So it was said, and then
Buddha was actually training the rule of doctrines, rule of Dharma, in the Deva realms, and then he was appeared to be a disciple among those, you know, and then he was so distinctive, and there was some light actually illuminating from his body, and there have been questions have been asked on why such a person is having a distinctive, you know, illumination from his body, and then Buddha, you know, told them the whole stories of where he was came from as a frog. And then due to his faith and so on, then taken a river in Deva realms and gained the arhat hoods and so on.
This one the any tongue the mumbo jeba chan and chosu go to do another co beba condition and jeba is allowing the coordinated or Sanjay Yosun Yikosala any conjun is shooting in Nejoba Chiredoa.
So then, again, going back to the story of this, the frog, right? So then, why such being? You know, he was taken a river as a frog, as an animal. And so then again, story go back to the Buddha Kaspaya's time. And during the Buddha Kaspaya, he was, a meditator. He was actually a hermit. A hermit was totally dedicated to solitary meditation.
Niko Gondachila Ganjo and Gombachin on a shoe and a Ganjo and Ganjo de Gunda, the Gunda, Chuzo Katia, and Gon Panatin, or Chen, a chasm go to Chaton, but the Ganjo did any two Gombatin, Ganu to sing in the Momo shoes and then a cook Ganjo judgment.
So then, while he was nearby his meditation, place, and there was a monastery, and so in the monastery there were a lot of monks, the number of monks, and who is all the monks, and normally the monks will chant a lot, right? They always chant and recite their verses and recite the sutras and mantras and so on. So then he felt it was so uncomfortable, and it is some kind of like really interruption to his meditation.
Tendu chen kan je sen nao de tme song ga la tin song de ji la kan je sholo la de gyanu da da ye ni ndon ban de ne ku ye ding ze de tembo chi jin de me ji ja ni nao no ga tendu chi le de tu chue ne ni ji ndi ge ge jon ta se kar de be ba na ye sanang ko la ke ja ne de se tendu ka tong do wa tendu ji jin se ko be ba che wa ne do.
So then he tried his best to, you know, maintain his calmness of his mind by meditating and try to sustain his samadhi, which is, meditative stabilizations. And he was trying to maintain that. However, as he go through, you know, transcend through his sessions, and that when it reached a third sessions, and then he really couldn't maintain his samadhi and his meditation. He couldn't sustain his, you know, meditation and calmness. So then, somehow he generates intense anger, and he just then, you know, expresses such a harsh words towards those, monks by saying that, why those monks are really making a lot of noise at night, like a frog. So it is because of this, you know, he was taking ribbon in a frog. So we look at this, you know, it's very, you know, fragile, the karma, you know, when you talk about the accumulation of karma. Mm-hmm. It is just because of the one word, you know, negative words, and such an individual has taken a rebut. He paid a, you know, great, you know, he has to pay by taking rebut himself in animal realms as a frog.
So then there are a
lot of, you know, other stories again here, the tortoise and so on and so forth. So it's a long story, so I'm not going to go through this. So, at one time, in the Ganges River, there were fish actually having 18, you know, heads. The 18-headed, in other words, 18-headed fish was once present, you know, in the Ganges River.
Mm-hmm. 대연 코로기 제용코도 제가 쉬어진도 제단 님아 자갈 던지래도 변화로 맞죠 지지를 쪼버 제자는 쪼버서는 파수지 쉬어진도 제자 든지 걸 상제 제버티티 이내 것을아요 지 쇼로로 쪼버쟁이 쉬어지면에 아니 제버 말 세자 생에 되게 코쪼버전에 아니 퍼려는 용액이 고아다가 강가 판바세네 아니 제버 티티 걸냐 바 쉬어지게도 사진다 컴바다 쉬어지 단대 제버 세 가 세자 생이다라 또 이게 디디 제거 또 변화 가사 고와 두자 등 같은 경우는 좁아서 이게 되는 용도 와 그러면 자갈라 데리소 이 맞아서 했더니 말어 와 캐파파서 좁아서는 니 스탬바 당 유코 등 제자야 되더라 와 등득이 니 쇼바 간제 등득이 광해 쉬우지 지고 찌찌 있는 것을 용도 와 좁아서 이게
So now again, you know, going to the source of this 18-headed fish, you know, what is the source? What is the causes and condition behind, you know, this 18-headed fish? It's here again, at one time in India, you know, in ancient time, the Indian scholars and the philosophers, they you know, tend to, you know, have a debate among themselves. And then whoever wins the debate will be, you know, gain a really gigantic, you know, gift. So this is how the story begins.
Mm-hmm. 세자 생에 이게 파르보데 카테 자토 인산 제보 티티에 콜라 냠바 사진다 컴바던 슈지 냠바 테도아 롱슈
So then, whoever wants the person who actually, you know, gains the victory over the debate, was then given a you know, gift by the king actually the king himself, you know, to you know, hold you know the lands and such as jewelries and so on and so forth.
Any 단단히 전통이게 세자 생에 들어야 따스보 영이게 부기지 전에.
So then the person who won this who won the debate and also accomplished this gift from the king and had a son it is according to the story it says that it had you know son with the yellow hair it says.
Mm-hmm. 치즈더니 바바 and 세자 생인데 돈에 아니 아마 이 벌레 인지미지 바바나 이게 가제 이게네 드라이네 가라서거네 쇼지 로저 제진에 아니 단다 시바 세자 생인데 빼 캐파 쇼지 차도
So then his son had become a very you know learned and very you know become a very famous scholar in India at that time
tendu chila papa thong ne ene ame papa gi jote yong jo tendu gi tsoba jene jete pa cho sho go de ne ame gi bolo shu ji tsoba la ne pe kheba shu ji cha ene ni ma ji ama gi bolo da chura gi ganga de zhe ne pan zhe tu gu de ye se ne ame bolo ge jete de pe gi ene yue song gi ge jo ma do ne to sa re se lo do la ke sa
so then over time his father has passed away, and then the son, although the son, then the son, it is the responsibility is on the son's shoulder again to defeat other debaters in order to preserve whatever the wealth or the lands and so on that is acquired by his father by defeating other debaters. So then the mother actually taught her son how to defeat other debaters, and taught them, instructed him a very skillful means to defeat other debaters. So then finally mother asks him, is it possible that you can defeat all the debaters now? Then the son replied, except the monks of the Buddha Kaspaya, I can defeat all the debaters. So then the mother again said, then that's not enough. You have to defeat even the monks of those Buddha Kaspaya. So there are again a lot of stories in between. So we're just cutting shortening our stories. Then later on, the mother actually encourages his son to become a monk and to learn the Buddha Dharma.
Tendu lojo tashin ba jesa di tanda la ma kene ni ame tanda cha ta la ki du se di ni nga ne long sa ji ma de mu ko son de long da to ba ni ga de tanda la ki gu mu du sla do.
So the main purpose of letting her son to be a monk and to learn the Buddha Dharma is to defeat all those monks. That is her main purpose. And then the mother again asks her, now you have learned a lot, you receive a lot of teachings, and so now is it possible now you can defeat all those monks now? And then the son still said it is not possible, because they are not only just they have gained a scriptural knowledge, but they also have gained a high levels of realizations by means of engaging the scriptural knowledge, scriptural learning. And so my knowledge of Dharma is only a scriptural, so I have not gained any realizations. So then mom said, we will not be able to find any other solutions but to use as harsh words towards those monks. So if you, while you are debating with them, if you use the harsh words towards them, then they will just be very silent. In which case, you will be the winner. You will gain victory over them. So then while they were in the they began to have a debate, right? It was with other group of monks. And then he was pointing out each of those monks by giving them a nickname of ox-headed or the cow-headed, horse-headed, dog-headed, and so on. And so all of you now, you have a different kind of head. So what kind of dharma that you are teaching? What kind of teaching that you are giving? The dharma teachings and non-dharmic, dharmic teachings or the non-dharmic teachings? So this is the question that he asks. However, there were no answers from the other side. So I'm not going to start.
Chidang yin na tindiri duwa, bina 렌데 지당가 좀 가서 보다 나가만 하기 영아서 이제 레서 같은 이제 때도 쇼치면 진단다 요금도 알아다로 나가만 이게 맨나긴 가서 대신 요금 말했어라
So it is really when we look at you know if we were to compare the people in the modern time and as well as the people in ancient time so it is not easy for us you know the to believe when someone says something right
so chusho ne kese she so na jidan himang adi ji ma san je de ji so na me yi on yi na re ka je ta ni je gre ne je ba na yin chuan so ge miri ba joshi jo ta je chwa ina ne ngi ma ma da ta ri so ni me ni de me te me de da me jidan yi chane nga ma ma ya wa yo re
So there have been great change if we were to look at, you know, the people in ancient time and people at this particular time, you know. There are big difference, you know, in terms of their attitude, in terms of their behaviors. So comparatively, you know, that the ancient peoples are said to be have a more positive attitude and behaviors.
Mm-hmm. 대리선이 되서는 난항아 예로지 시에발에 로아 대리선이 변은 생리 계체는 마선으로 지 뇌진영도 되는 로에 지로아 파쇼데 치쇼니나 같이 제바제는 영도 로에 되는 그 계체와로 지 인사로 와 대선 되서라
So at this point you know it's not very much really someone is giving instruction and listening but rather it is more like we are you know, engaging in more analytical way.
Tintuyi chepa chanjo chene rangji yapo chetuye tanga su shira kapo re na darwa.
So again, you know, just engaging in an analytical process again. Analytical process alone will not really able to subdue one's, you know, negative state of mind. So, here it's what I'm trying to say is to have, you know, a genuine faith and conviction in one's own practice and the Buddha Dharma, because if you look at the stories of the past, you know, highly realized beings in Tibet, and although there have been a lot of monastic, you know. Universities established in Tibet, but there are many great beings who have gained high levels of realizations without actually going through an intense sort of studies. They were able to gain a high levels of spiritual realizations. It is because of their conviction and their faith within their continuum. That enables them to gain those high levels of realizations.
Hapatrowa, also, Chushu Tony Jebaches, the Manoj Gores, Kashul at any Jojo Jeba Majavache, Ranil Sukaloni Jebachetuina, Mune Chuta Tibachin Ura, Tashi Dubadan, Rani Ton, Jen Hakojin Ura.
So, here again, when we talk about the scrutiny or the analytical, it is analytical. So, we're, you know, as a practitioner of the Dharma, it's not really, you know, looking, you know, we are engaging in the process of external scrutiny, but rather try to, withdraw one's mind inward and go through the process of, internal analysis.
So, Tendirendoa, Pena Semba Zombati, Hima, George, Pen, Paper Color, Tendirendoa, Zonda, George, and Dunipa Pedi, Kahi, Kaji, George, Imana, 최최라 던지지 메겨와 디파르 오테데서 사시하고요 사라와 조지 이세다들 아니 조지게 나서 생이 맞으는 손 쇼고요 사라와 아니 빨라빨라 던져면은 아니 렌데데 차 렌데데 사우스네 항상 손을 쏘다
So you know therefore it is again you know importance of having a conviction of the faith in law and cause and effect. So here, according to the stories of the Adisha, Devankara Shirajana, when he was in Tibet, while he was, you know, on the way, when he sees someone who is, you know, he came across with, then when he sees someone who is actually engaging in negative deeds, and he will always advise us individual to not engage in negative deeds because the accumulation of karma, nature of karma is very subtle. So we must not engage in such an act. So he always, give the advice to whomever he had come across with someone who is likely to engage in the negative deeds or engaging in negative deeds.
Mm-hmm. 간지 셈바 좀 보체소나 소소기 챈디진로와 셈바잔나 산던 탄지 삼바달라라니 지로 모치 소마나이 소 간지 nga 소기 최년에 제투는 마투나 라니 셈바 좀 보지도 라니 존사쇼라 근데 우주자고 외사로
So whether one is is a great practitioner or not, it is the most important part here is to maintain one's mind, and a positive mind, in other words. And so always try one's best to maintain one's positive mind and overcome the negative states of mind. That is the essential, teachings of the Buddha Dhamma.
Nirji nengi chila kutini nyeja kutuwa. Nga tsuye tiji, rwa. Dena soso la nasan rabu chiyangin pa chiyun bine kusala. Nga kari chene yun yin sene chi yana. Chi shabten rabu tiyan pen tanda chiya son. Katu tila me pen chene. Soso yi chi shi uji hegu rade es. De soso yi kasu jila, rwa. Nga pen gu midu kari sene. Chi yi chi labi sone chi yun gu rade es son doa.
So, here again, when we are undergoing suffering of certain sickness, physical, sickness and so on. And then we may rely upon either medicine or you may have some tradition of doing some ritual performance in order to alleviate yourself from the suffering of physical sufferings. And then again, when those medicine and as well as the ritual performance are not really helpful to one's sickness, then we kind of lose one's faith. And what is really happening? What is really going on here?
So, jula sana ma tonga jene, roa. Kasu yi jen jiko la sana tonga jere, yes.
So this really clear demonstration of not having, we are not really contemplating on what is the actual cause of one's own sickness. But rather, we are more like, thoroughly, focusing on the, external conditions, the immediate condition, in other words. So let's take an example of planting. When one plants a chili, right? Chili plant, if you plant a seed of chili, and then by wishing that having a sweet chili, by planting again the grapes around the chili, where the chili is planted, so you will not be able to have a sweet chili, whether what kind of wish that you may have.
So
it's very helpful to contemplate your mind on the sequence of law and cause and effect and actual cause of one's own result and so on. And then this will really help you to, you know, strengthen your conviction and faith in law and law of cause and effect.
So
there are a lot of studies, you know, here again, but this is going to be a very long, long stories. However, in the preliminary, it says one can, you know, tell the stories in accordance to the Do Zanglun, which is the sutra of sutra of, you know, of, wise and foolish and so on. So in the there's a belief in, you know, Buddhist theory of the evolution of, you know, what we call the world system, right? That is called Nupalanche, which is one of the Western, you know, resourceful existence, or the world, or the universe, we could say.
Nupalanche le jianrong ye and kaje meyin na re kaje seyin na tose ye chua de kare le palang kono rang le dian ro. Palang ye jian de chua ba dang kare dong song de seyin de ngun de kaje jin de ba kang ye ba de jiang jiao ro. Jiang jiao ye ba seyin de.
So those of beings who have taken rebirth in this particular realms of Nupalanche, and such an individual, whatever their wishes can be accomplished, such as gold, jewels, or, you know, silvers and so on and so forth. So then in fact it says that Dengji Giba, which is one of the very, you know, unique or the special kind of, you know, animal, which is cow, from which, you know, we can extract everything, all the kind of wealth that we can acquire by having this particular animal. So it happened, you know, once that kind of cow was existed in India during the Buddha's time.
So then
the owner of this particular animal, you know, the cow, the special cow, is how, you know, this owner of special cow can have such a special cow. It's then again it traces back to the Buddha Kaspaya again. When the Buddha Kaspaya is going, you know, invited by some other, you know, devotees, and he used to, you know, ride at elephants. So it was because of his faith again. He wasn't really making an offering to Buddha Kaspaya, but rather he was, you know, he actually made an elephant out of clay. Then by, you know, imputing himself, this is the elephant where the Buddha Kaspaya can ride and, you know, wherever he goes. And he had that kind of faith and worshipping this elephant. It is because of this faith. So then also there's another story about, you know, one individual who was selling firewood in India. So then also the individual, by selling the woods, he was able to acquire a golden coin or a gold coin. And so then he made an offering, this gold coin, to the Buddha Kaspaya by putting the gold coin in the vase with a full of water. So it is because of this karma again. It was when he took rebirth during the Buddha Shakyamuni's time, and he was totally surrounded by resources such as gold. It is inexhaustible gold that he acquired.
啊，这真的有逻辑，没得，他看见等到清晨起来了。嗯，那这，他这个大洋，他路远大，咸阳是嘛是？我是南昌去读的，咸阳出城当，桥干当是错的，到我的这里。什么人行？他们送，用什么？用是做把马些吧？抢个人两把些，那路那接完，送的，讲出去，讲出去吧，来送到。
So then Paul, let's read through the Lamim text. It says, furthermore, there are those who have partially lapsed in these four things, such as ethical discipline, rituals, livelihood, and philosophical views. That is, they have not at all lapsed the latter part, but have not completely accomplished pure form of the former three, such as ethical discipline, ritual, livelihood, and so on. And the Buddha said that such people will be born as a Naga. So here, when we talk about the ethical discipline, we're really talking about the ten observance of the ten virtuous actions and abandoning the ten non-virtuous actions.
那巧克力说那结巴的，这当就都是了哇。你可能这些就讲这个，别那俺也说那结巴的等于了，听听的听原因就没记了。上节的结巴听了可够硬，人人心就听了可够硬，人家吃个的是哪的。So
then the ritual here again, he refers to, again it's a question of ethical discipline, one that is proscribed, the discipline of proscribed. One is the naturally, you know, something that become a negative by nature itself, by the action, the nature of action itself. And some negative actions will become, it is more like proscribed rather than natural. So someone who received the vows or the precepts, then there is a danger of again, transgrading the vows, the natural vows, as well as the proscribed. So both of these vows, there's a danger.
So then
the next was the ritual, and the next one is livelihood. Livelihood here referring to the wrong livelihood, rather.
道瓦是说呢，我说，搁这里连接天灵比道瓦的连接天比上大比道瓦是个的是老一嘛，道瓦一样大比。So
here the philosophical view here refers to the philosophical view, or the perfect view of, law of cause and effect.
哦，对起，那边呢，乾隆季节的话，连接天比连接天灵比多呢，因为四川也不嘛，从接接巴也不嘛，说罗措顿的接上来，忙起来的累，接完来不是送多。
So for instance, if a monk who is not really observing their, vows, there are numbers of vows to be observed, if they're not really observing the vows, and then engaging in the wrong livelihoods, will then be taken river in the Naga realms.
嗯，别那地上的别去打瓦器过嘛的咯，我说毛教的小学生别当把些的，他年轻当把些的，我他去毛不学会去搞点，你讲了上学搞了学都不要啊。So
not only it's not really actually referring to the monks alone, but also all of us. You know, we received the Bodhisattva's vow, we received the vows of the refuge and so on. So I think it refers to all of us as well.
啊，对的，他的农村嘛，老乡对的，江苏西边都学过来也是。江浙的刚开始是到街坡东部，江苏前部农的那把塘是，刚开始提前先把苦瓜几几点都先把提一切，那是江苏前边农的绿塘绿一部分，白毛大牛王觉得大江苦瓜牛王觉得是。江浙的大年是江苏前边农的绿塘，绿一部分白毛大江，连到菜嘛，记得长期。
So then here again, we're reading that, the quotation of the sutras. Sutras, the verse that is, inserted in the Lamrim Chenpo Lama Tsongkhapa. It says one of the sutra, the name of the sutra is called the Questions of the Naga Kings of the Ocean, it says. It's then it says, Bhagavan, in the beginning of the eon, I lived in the great oceans, and the Krakuchanda was in the worlds. At that time, the Nagas and their sons and daughters within the great ocean had become few, and even I had reduced retinue. So this is actually asking a question by one of the Naga king to the Bhagavan or to the Buddha. Now the Bhagavan, the Nagas and their sons and the daughters within the great oceans are immeasurable, and their numbers are no limit. There's no limits in their numbers. O Bhagavan, what are the causes and conditions for this? So the question is very clear here. It says it's asked by the king of Naga to the Buddha by saying, what is the causes and condition behind that, right? Because during the Buddha Krakuchanda's time, there are only a few Nagas can be found in the oceans, and he was saying there's a great declination of the retinue of the Naga kings. Now during the Buddha Shakyamuni's time, they are limitless of Nagas are found in the oceans. So then it says, and the Bhagavan said, O Lord of Naga, there have been those who renounced the world and went forth into the discipline, the well-spoken teachings, but who did not completely perfect the pure ethical discipline. They were not completely perfect in their rituals, deteriorated. So their livelihood had deteriorated, and their ethical discipline had deteriorated. Still, their views are straight. They were not born among the living beings of the hills. They were upon their death reborn in the place where the Nagas were born.
Digili such as Le Picho say the most dog zone, Zosamari, Ale Karasa, Joyas, Yosarevalada. Joy and Locando to the Lok.
We will not be able to finish this chapter, so I'm wondering if you have any questions.
Derida, Nosuki Tenda, Derida, Sutuyabo Masona, any Kachigris Aloina, Lulichigris.
If we are, what we were, emphasizing here is we're emphasizing that importance of maintaining ethical discipline, because without which one will not be able to, then one will take a rebirth in the Naga realms.
你要这个嘛的，卡里钱的是那说呢，靠连带了一起去提拔的有的是连带起是养大的，大娃的，他的开连的罗。
So such an individual is not taking a rebirth in the hell realm. It's because he or she has a firm conviction of law and law of cause and effect.
Yes, So
karma that is accumulated or the karma that you have done will not perish, will you know follow next teachings. You know, we will talk about that later. So here again, the action itself, action or the karma itself, is impermanent, and then its result is also impermanent. But that doesn't mean that result will be changed. So we will talk about this, you know, we will not experience the result that you have not accumulated karma, the karma you will not, and then karma you have accumulated or you have done will not be perished. So the first we started with the certainty of karma, right? The certainty of karma, what it suggests is if one engages in the positive deeds or the virtuous deed, and you will have positive result. And if one engages in the negative deeds or the negative karma, then you will have a result of negative, effects. So then here again, it is not necessarily that you will. You know, experience a negative result by engaging in negative karma, right? Why we are saying this is because there is way in which you can actually modify the karma that you have committed. There's antidote for overcoming of this negative deeds and letting not result ripen. So there are what we call, in Sanskrit says, four forceful antidotes can be applied to overcome the negative deeds. So then again, if you have accumulated or if you have done a positive karma, then that can be again destroyed by the negative thoughts, such as incense, the instant of generating angers and hatred. It is for this purpose, at the end of our practice, we always dedicate our merits. So when we talk about ngoa in Tibetan, which is roughly translated as a dedication, right, is whatever the virtuous quality that you have accumulated, virtuous action that you have done, you're actually, giving and keeping it some in a place where it is very safe, so you can keep there until once on state of enlightenment. That is the main purpose of dedication. So if one dedicates one's merits, and it is just like the drop of water, you're just dropping one drop of water in the oceans. So then single drop of the water will never dry until the ocean is dried, right? So in the same way, if you dedicate your merits, then it will remain until one's achievement of enlightenment.
So katung dhaka sumsum mene laa dhe, thoma mene pane jeo ne, tandabal mbibin jeo laa dhe, ene lente la yi chi chi tiba mani ne laa shaas. Tane ngen dhiri ki laa sumpo te, ene nyomba la tene, ngen lente tsu shen de su ne, ene chi taye bi sanje tangche yu tene, zubi sanje chi kubo, ngen taba chi chega yin. Ene che tuwa de mino shubi lama na chi shenje loba shu, lama chiran na chi chita tu chiba na chi ngana tena ki chi yunga shu, rabura chi ngobara sa.
So then let's dedicate, you know, whatever the merits that we have accumulated today, and by reflecting upon oneself. So right from the beginning last time up until now, I am trapped within this unenlightened existence because of a lack of faith or the conviction in law of cause and effect. And so at this particular time, I've encountered such a wonderful rebirth, having a faith in law of cause and effect, and embarking myself on the positive path or the spiritual path that can lead us to this state of enlightenment for the sake of all other sentient beings. And may all my wishes and prayers come true, and may all Buddhists and Bodhisattvas and roots and lineage gurus confer me a blessings to be able to do this. So this is what we are dedicating our merits.
Sadhana Jaya.